Philadelphia City Council members came back to work with their arms full of bills and resolutions to introduce. Councilman Curtis Jones got a non-binding resolution approved to the cheers of supporters to add two Muslim holidays to the city and school district calendars. He says it's a sign of respect.
You have to start to talk to people. There are 200,000, estimated 200,000 Muslims in the city of Philadelphia. And that's an important group of taxpayers. And we want to make sure that the city sends that signal to them.
Councilwoman Helen Gim began her first term by focusing on the issue that got her elected, education. She's calling on council to hold the first of what are expected to be many hearings on the problems in the school district.
I don't think it makes sense to inundate, but I think it is important to be targeted and focused on what we're trying to achieve. I think we're talking about a restoration agenda for the Philadelphia Public Schools that restores confidence and public trust, that basic resources exist within our within every neighborhood school.
David O, one of three Republicans in city council, brought back a package of bills that were soundly rejected 2 years ago. He's advocating for $100 million worth of targeted tax cuts as well as pension reform.
It also involves ensuring that the pension money is not used to fund city projects. This is really retirement money and shouldn't be a credit card for the city.
City pension accounts hold less than half the money needed to meet promised benefits, and last year benefits were boosted to worsen the shortfall. Council President Darrell Clark also put forth a bill to strengthen oversight of city contractors and whether they're meeting minority hiring goals.
People aren't even doing what was required in the suggested guidelines. This legislation will call for documentation of the measures that individuals take.
The bill would allow revoking a business from receiving city contracts if they don't follow the guidelines. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.